Welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Riddick. I'm an author, teacher, and eternal seeker of truth. I am on a mission to spread metaphysical knowledge to help you awaken your spirit. If you want to learn how to open the door to your divine self, you are in the right place. Hi, everyone. My name is Dina. Welcome to Intuitive Awakening. This week, we have a wonderful guest joining us. Her name is Alexandra Shelley. And Alexandra is a psychic medium. She's a channeler and intuitive. She is known as the modern medium. And she is the host of Embody Your Soul podcast, where she covers a variety of spiritual topics and shares everyday magic with spirit. So welcome to the show, Alexandra.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to meet you and connect with another amazing practitioner that also has a podcast. There's just something unique about this crew and also connecting with your audience.
I'm so glad that you're here. And I just want to, you know, jump right into your background and kind of take us through the journey of how you learned you were a medium and what that experience was like.
Oh my gosh. All right. So buckle up. So for a long time, I thought my spiritual awakening, or I guess my first experience with spirit, was in 2018, but it was actually when I was 4. And I was in Lake Tarawera in New Zealand. That's where my family's from. It was the summertime over there. And my maternal grandparents, who are now with us in spirit and part of my lovely spirit team, they had a really small house by the lake, but there was me and also 3 of my other siblings, and they couldn't fit all of us in the house. So they had this little trailer where the kids would sleep. So I remember one afternoon I snuck in the trailer and I went to lie down for a nap. And for the longest time, the only way I could really, when I had the vocabulary for this many years, honestly, 26 years up until now, and I'm 27, I would say it felt like every part of my body suddenly was 300 pounds, like just not heavy, you know, in a bad way, but just really weighed down. And I just remember seeing fuzzy figures. But when I finally remembered, and when the feeling has come back to me over and over again, and it was a physical feeling of literally my soul expanding outside of my body. It's like every single cell in my body just expanded into light. And it was a way of spirit saying, your soul and our souls are so much more than the small physical body that you're in, you know. Especially I'm a little person. So little Alexandra at 4, you know, just kind of laying there. Whoa. And my ancestors were there. It was 3 of them. And just the whole trailer was filled with golden light. And, you know, I don't know how long it lasted, but I just remember like that happened. And then I remember getting up and I almost had some kind of vertigo moment. I was like, whoa, I'm trying to adjust. It was really funny. And then I just remember these moments on the playground where I would be running, you know, in the wood chips. And then all of a sudden I would stop and I just would zoom out. And I was thinking, you know, who is this benevolent force looking over us? What are we in comparison to this galaxy? Like, just so out. And then all of a sudden I'm just like, all right, you know, back to playing. And the way I honestly moved so much through life is I was just so naive. And in a way, I used to actually be really ashamed of that, because, you know, I was thinking, okay, well, I'm really ignorant. Like, how did I have no idea? You know, I feel so stupid. But then recently, I'm actually really embracing the idea that I actually was naive. And you know what? I still love the idea of I am naive because I'm constantly learning. All of us, we are such sponges. So my whole life, I, saw spirit, spoke with spirit, watched spirit, but I just had no idea. I'd be like, oh, that's a funny looking person. Like, that's weird. Okay, I'm asleep now. Like, which is so, it's so delightful. And in a way, I guess it allowed me to be a really clear channel. And I'm sure, as you can see with my personality, I'm very goofy and bubbly, and I'm very childlike. And I think this was actually really helpful while I grew up with spirit, because I just didn't make life so complicated when life got really complicated and when traumatic events happened. So anyways, in 2018, oh my gosh, I'll show you a picture. I have a cute little altar on my desk, my maternal grandma, so cute. She's actually my age in this photo. So she passed away in 2018. And it was, oh my gosh, the date's going to come up soon, October 18th. And I wasn't with her, but my brother and my mom were with her in New Zealand. And then on the dot, Monday at midnight, all like up until Halloween for like a week, she was visiting me. And again, I still was not aware. I was like, what? So Monday on the dot, I remember I was lying in bed. I'm waiting for my roommate Levi to come home. Like, like I feel safe. And all of a sudden I hear someone come home and I'm like, oh my gosh, Levi's home. I'm going to fall asleep. Great. I wake up and he's not there. And I text him and he says that he was at his boyfriend's house the whole time. I'm like, that was my grandma. Because it sounded like a person was home, like came in the door, lights on, up the stairs, in the bathroom, fidgeting, go to bed. And it was interesting too, because I felt safe, like a loving presence was home. So I mistaken it for Levi and I'm like, that was my grandma. But then I was like, no way. Like, there's no way that's real. And then just all week, I heard my name. I felt this weight on the left side of my body. I was like, why is my left side darker and heavier than the other? Oh, well, like, that's how naive I was. This is so funny. And again, just all week, it was just really interesting. And then on November 1st, I went to the gym. I came back home and I took a shower. And when I got out of the shower, on my bathroom mirror in the bathroom fog, there was writing. And it said, this was with my soul in a little heart. And oh, wow. I just broke down and I knew it was her. I'm like, this is my grandma. And so then I go to my internship and I'm at my desk. I'm like, how to communicate with the spirit? And so I call my mom and I ask her to come over later after work. And I'm going to read this letter out loud to Grandma Mummy. And it was a letter that was just saying, hi, I love you. I see you. I feel you. Can you visit me? Not at night. And also just excited to feel your presence. And so when I was reading this letter out loud, I went through all of the classic sensations, ears ringing, my head felt like a magnet was pulling it. I was freezing. I saw heat waves, like just everything. And I turned to my mom and I asked her if she felt anything or experienced anything. And she's like, no, what are you talking about? I'm like, oh my gosh, what is happening? This is crazy. And so then in December, like honestly, exactly a month later, I met my medium, my mentor, Melissa Wallace, who was actually on the first episode of my podcast. And she said, I have to teach you everything, like starting today. And I'm like, okay, that sounds fun. And really for the last 4 years, it's been deep, deep, deep healing, a lot of self-development, a lot of health anomalies. A lot of shedding, a lot of healing ancestral cycles and stuff. And then, after I did my work with her, she trained me and developed me as well. I took some classes and I was like, this is fun. I love it. I'm here for it. But I was still doing a 9-to-5. I actually used to be a copywriter for advertising agencies. Mm-hmm. And then actually this November, my master guide says it's time. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, no, it's time. Like, get in the car, buckle up, we're driving. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe it's already time. So I made it real for me in my sense. You know, I built my website and my social. I just started talking about it. And then I was at the time, I actually had a really awesome, like my first like big girl job. And then I manifested a new job. And then 3 weeks into that job, I realized how much I hated it. This was not the place for me. And spirit was showing me sign after sign after sign, like in my face, like, you gotta leave. Like, this is not for you. Eventually I got fired, God bless. And honestly, since April, I have been now fully a full-time medium. And it's just been an absolute amazing, gorgeous, magical whirlwind. So thanks for listening.
So what has it been like being a full-time medium? Like, what are your engagements with spirits like? Can you like share like some of those stories when you're working with clients and, you know, they're asking you to connect to their loved ones? What does that look like for you? What are those interactions like?
Yes. So when it comes to myself, you know, it is again, like, I'm sure you totally get it. Like, my relationship has, you know, changed so much over the last 4 years. I would say, you know, the biggest thing has just been consistency, absolute consistency, with my butt in the seat every single day, every morning, sitting with spirit. And, you know, now for the last like 4 months, I would say, I sit with spirit twice a day, in the morning and then at 4 p.m. And I do a lot of channeling. I do a lot of channel writing and speaking. I'm practicing trance mediumship. I really want to develop those skills so that I could eventually, you know, do it and use it for healing and teaching and communicating and all that amazing, amazing stuff. A lot of it also has to do with, so I have a intense obsession with books. I love books. And so I, you know, I do a lot of reading. I'm currently reading Anna, the Grandmother of Jesus, which is deep, deep, deep remembrance of where I've come from and my ancestry. I'm reading the Sophia Code right now. And so I love engaging myself and like constantly learning, and like when I can jump in a course when I'm ready for it. And then with clients, oh my gosh, it's just all been so different. And it's so much fun because, you know, I have like a client the other week, you know, her husband came through and it was absolutely gorgeous. Like, a lot of remembrance, a lot of affirmation and assurance. And then another client the week prior, her higher self came in and her inner child came in. And we did this higher self inner child work. So it's so unique, you know? And I think that's what's been really, really fun is my, you know, I think just not, I think I know, because I've just been really devoted and I've just been practicing so much. I feel really comfortable with honestly all, like really anything. And I am so eager to keep learning and just keep being a sponge.
So have you had, throughout your practice and your discipline, have you had any challenges like developing your mediumship? And I ask this because I've met many, you know, people who really want to develop like that skill set, but yet they, you know, they question whether or not they can do it. And I just wonder if you would kind of like share any like of your potential like challenges that you had in overcoming, you know, developing your mediumship ability.
Oh my God. Absolutely. So that is what's so annoying about, you know, what we have gone through for so many lifetimes is we have been tortured, ostracized, killed. You know, we have, you know, been burned at the stake for being intuitive, powerful beings, especially women. Mm-hmm. And so one of the teachers that I learned under is Lisa Williams. She's absolutely wonderful and she's so funny. And something that she said was, you know, we are so quick to doubt ourselves because with this work, again, for so many lifetimes, we have been put in positions to prove ourselves. But what's really interesting about that is spiritualism and mediumship is changing as we speak. It is like, it at such a beautiful, amazing, evolving pace, but that's because spirit is ever knowing, ever evolving, and that's how our souls are. And so what it really comes down to is, yeah, oh my gosh, like, listeners, trust me, I have gone through the imposter syndrome, the doubt, but a couple of things to really mention is I realized that doubt doesn't really do anything for you. I mean, it shows you how much you care, but other than that, it doesn't make you feel better. You feel crappier. You feel more anxious. And if the magic keeps coming, if the downloads keep coming, like, you have no reason to doubt it. And I think that's what's also really hard is, you know, people, you know, want to Google search or whatever. But the thing about mediumship right now is it's really evolving into evidential mediumship. They're giving numbers and dates and names and facts. So we have to remember. And we are also birthing children that are remembering even faster than we are, because we have to remember. So I think number one, just really even though, again, is so hard, easier said than done, but honestly, just doubt doesn't make you feel better. It just really, really doesn't. And I think at the end of the day, just even when you feel silly and stupid, keep showing up and show up even when you feel stupid, show up even when you feel scared. And that's something I'm telling myself all the time. I'm like, even if I still feel stupid, I'm still going to show up, like, no matter what. Also, when it comes to developing your abilities, you know, maybe I'm biased, but I had the absolute blessing to meet my mentor day one. And I think that is what kept me safe and spiritually hygienic. That is just so key to have spiritual hygiene and to be consistent and to be devoted. Because if you really, really, really want to lean into spirit and you really, really want to develop your practice, you just have to keep practicing. You know, I guess, like, an aspect that I was actually talking to a friend about is she's just starting to channel right. And it was like, we were cracking up because her guide was giving her healing codes and she showed me the picture and I was dying. I'm like, oh, this looks kind of funny, but I know that there's codes in there. And she's like, yeah, I thought I was going to be the Da Vinci code. I'm like laughing. But I was like, it takes, like, trust me, first of all, you have to surrender, because if you don't surrender the pen to spirit, it's not going to be legible. And my writing was really illegible for about a year. But once you just let it go, now it is completely and entirely legible. And that's the same thing when it comes to developing your gifts, is you just have to keep showing up, keep practicing, and keep trusting. And I feel like, at least for me, maybe it's different, but it wasn't that I wasn't trusting spirit. It's just I wasn't trusting myself. So when I finally got to the point where I'm like, I just need to trust myself that I actually can do this, but also trust myself that I am so magical and I'm meant to do this. Like, why would I be sitting here, you know, getting these beautiful downloads to share messages to the world? Like, I can't doubt myself anymore. So yeah, I feel like hopefully that helps. Hopefully I answered that question in full.
Yes, definitely. I think doubt definitely interferes, you know, when you're trying to, whether it's, you know, mediumship or channeling. I think doubt definitely, you know, is kind of like an act of self-sabotage when you're trying to open yourself up. And I think a lot of people succumb to fear because there's a lot of scary stories behind being a medium and opening a door to, you know, the other side. There's a lot of fear that surrounds, you know, doing that type of work. So I think, you know, like you said, there's a lot of doubt too, because none of us want to look bad or be wrong or get information wrong. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's so much fear around that.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, so a dear colleague of mine, he was also on my podcast. His name's Dr. Stephen Farmer, beautiful shaman. And something that he said to me was, you know, just be willing to fail. It's okay. And the only error is human error. Spirit isn't going to lie to you. And I think that's what we also have to remember is, you know, well, again, like I said, like, just earlier is spiritual hygiene is huge. You have to commit to serving the light and welcoming in spirits that believe in, respond to, respect, believe in, whatever, the light. And when you do so, that's your pact. But that's also, you know, on you to be spiritually hygienic. And, you know, it's outside of like sitting with spirit every day. There's so much more. They're going to guide you to other modalities and tools. You know, that's moving your body, moving energy. That's drinking clean water and staying hydrated. That's eating high vibrational foods. That's making sure you're not too like, my thing is I always have to work on getting grounded because my energy is really, really high. And it's also, I think people have, there's a bad rap with like having lower energy, and there's like grounded energy, then there's low vibration. And like grounded energy is unbelievable. Like that is amazing. Those are the work of shamans. Like those are people who can work with dark energy, not dark, bad energy, but really work with shadow work. But that's not like, I don't work with dark energy, which I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's just, I'm naturally at a high energy, which is fantastic. And I love myself for it. And I learned so much, but I think people, again, just spiritual hygiene is huge. And even just like boundaries too. Like, I think that's what I love about, you know, one of the offerings I have is I really seek to be a mentor for others with gifts, because again, I was so blessed, and I don't want to hate on like beautiful spiritual shops. Cause I wasn't a medium there, but I actually, funny enough, used to work at one, like a cashier in LA, you know, I wasn't kind of thrown into a psychic shop without really knowing anything. I was led to the right people. I was guided to, you know, with the right tools and the understanding. And like, I was given these amazing roadblocks where I knew I would never be harmed. And I understood the boundaries. I just had this inner knowing. And I think that's where you just, like, no matter how much money someone offers you, no matter who they are, how famous they are, like, do not accept anything that is less than your energy and that will harm you. Because yeah, you know, we see like there's beautiful souls out there that are really gifted, but they slip up and our ego is really, really slippery. And when we come to the light, all of our shadows are showing. So it just shows like, you and I and all practitioners, we have more work to do all the time. We are constantly working on ourselves, but that's the beautiful thing. And that's like part of the human experience. So I think that's what people have to be okay with and accept is, you know, we are going to show every bit of ourselves. And something else that was so helpful, sorry, I keep like talking and talking, but that really, really helps me is someone I also learned under, amazing teacher, highly recommend, obsessed, Suzanne Giesman. She's like so organized because she used to be a commander in the Navy. So she's like outlined, ready to go. And she has this this step that I actually use now. When we are about to say our invocation to spirit, I say we're going to surrender out of the human story and surrender into the soul story. Mm. And the human story feels ego, doubt, shame, pride, like those, you know, negative emotions, fear. And the soul feels love. It feels compassion, humility, courage, strength, wisdom, peace, light. And so that's when you know that you are in the ego story, the human story still, and not in the soul story. And that's when you know who you're working with and who's communicating with you and how spirit is making you feel. Because for a funny, silly example, which I'm sure listeners, like if you're a medium or maybe you go through, but like the joys of being, you know, living with spirit is I wake up in the middle of the night and I see a spirit reach by. And I'm like, hey guys, but I know it's benevolent because I'm not scared. I know it's my guides, or I know it's my loved ones. And you like, it's just, people need to start taking ownership. And we also need to start empowering others with their like we have the power, like we have the intuition to discern. And I think that's what's unfair is either there's a side of this work, like on the negative aspect, which is so sad, where we've taken that power away from them and like people like need them, or, you know, people are just not actually like given the tool, like people are just not like they're just so disconnected from their soul and their intuition. Therefore, they don't have the boundaries. They don't have the discernment. And like, you have to be discerning. So
yes,
TED Talk.
Yes, you definitely do have to be discerning. And, you know, from my perspective, it's like this work is supposed to empower you, you know, to make like better informed decisions, but usually, you know, tapping into your own heart, which is your source of wisdom, you know, to make those better decisions in life.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And, you know, something that was so powerful and really hit me, one of my most beloved books I've read, and it was like during lockdown COVID, it was the author Rasha and her book Oneness. And something she said that just really put my butt in my seat was, you know, you could be connected to all the angels and all the spirits and guides and loved ones, but you are not going to have all the answers. The answer is within you, and they are guiding you closer to your soul and who you are. And that was huge. And that's always a red, like, that's something I say to like everyone, is one of the absolute golden rules of mediumship and light, you know, practitioners, is we are not fortune tellers. We give you the tools. Right. We are here to guide you. We do not have the answers. We're like, actually, the more I'm tapping into spirit, the less I know. Along for the ride, but it's just full on faith. And that's what we have to realize, is like, it's this beautiful liberation of, you know, dancing in the mystery of life, but you're just so filled with gratitude while you're doing it.
Definitely. So I wonder, like, when you've worked with those loved ones who have crossed over, like, have there been any general like takeaways or messages that have really resonated with you from the spirit realm? Like, are there any trends in the types of messages that are given to loved ones that you've connected with? Things that are like messages that you think are super important for people just in general?
That is such a good question. You know, what I often find with clients, which is so heartwarming, is they just want to make sure that they are doing good, that they're living out a good life, and that like they, you know, I like they always, spirit always makes sure to tell them, like, you do not need to seek my approval. Like, you simply living and just remembering me and thinking of me is like love in and of itself. That is summoning my energy. That is me with you. And that should show you how thin the veil is. And I'm always here with you. And also, clients always want to make sure that they're, you know, they really are so eager to be even more connected to their soul and to their self. And I remember this a lot, most recent reading I had, when her husband came in, it was just like loads of water coming in, water, like waves. And she was like, goodness gracious, I haven't been to the beach in forever. And that's just where my soul is so happy. And it was just something so small where spirit like wants us to be connected to our soul. And when you feel that yearning, don't ignore it. That's an important message. And also, you know, people have been coming to me asking, you know, I feel like I'm getting signs everywhere. I'm being bombarded. And spirit keeps saying, okay, those are little breadcrumbs. That is me saying hello. And yeah, one of my favorite books from Laura Lynn Jackson, Signs, Messages from the Universe. Everyone and anyone should read it. No matter if you are a skilled high-level medium or you've never heard of this stuff, is absolutely beautiful. And it will just make you fall into pieces full of love. And that's like, your life will be magical when you intended it to be. Like, magic is all around us, and it's a choice to live a magical life. And, you know, I think it's what I've been hearing a lot now is we don't obviously deserve or choose to, you know, be injured or harmed or go through suffering and trauma, but we also choose to suffer. And so you could choose to have a really crappy day, or you could choose to really see the magic in your day. And that's something that spirit has really been communicating to them, is just go outside and listen, or sit with me, turn on your favorite song and let's dance together. And I think also people feel like silly doing those things.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's like not fair too. I'm like, who and what world made, like, where did society go wrong in making you feel crappy about feeling good? It's just the funniest thing to me. So yeah, roundabout ways of how spirit, those are the common messages I've been getting.
I think a lot of people, they, I don't know, I think internally they know, but I'm sure you get questions all the time from people saying, you know, are my loved ones actually around me? Do they watch over me? And like you said, you referenced that book on Signs, and I'm sure, you know, yeah, spirit is leaving, you know, their loved ones are leaving like little signs everywhere to try to get their attention, maybe to reassure them, like, I'm here, I'm watching you, I'm supporting you, you know, but people don't necessarily always know that. Yeah, maybe that butterfly was a sign from your, I don't know, father that passed over. Maybe, I'm just thinking out loud, like a dragonfly maybe, you know, was a sign, you know, something like that. I think a lot of people kind of bypass that because what you just said, we don't look at the world as magical most of the time, right? We don't see the magic in it, these little things that are pretty big things. So I get the impression that I'm assuming you probably have a number of clients who ask that question, like, are they there? Are they around me?
I think that, and what's been really great too, is I have clients that for the most part, I am so, so blessed. I have really called in and attracted clients that are just really eager and really curious. And they don't really, you know, they haven't gone to a lot of mediums. They don't know a ton about this stuff, but this stuff really excites them and they're just really curious. So I think that's what's been so much fun, is I've had some, like, not complete first timers, but still like really engaging with this world and seeing it anew for, you know, the first or second time, which has just been so fun. And of course makes our lives easier because you're not like, you know, working with like a difficult, you know, someone who is not as open-minded. And I've also, you know, it was also funny too. I just did like a story on my Instagram yesterday, because I met someone the other weekend that asked me, oh my God, I'm getting bombarded with signs and I don't know what they mean and I don't know what to do with them. And I think that's the beautiful thing, is again, one, like, magic is a, like, intention. You choose to live with magic, but also the magic is in you. So when you're connected to your magic, you are empowered with your intuition. Therefore, when the magic comes to you, you can sense with your body, okay, what is it telling me? What's this sign telling me? So that's what I like shared on my social media the other day. And that's what I tell them, you know, how does this sign make you feel? Like, what is it telling you to do? Does it remind you of a loved one? Does, you know, this shell remind you of your grandfather? Or is this rainbow telling you to keep going and like have hope? Is this angel number just like another head nod? So I think it's like a whole interconnected thing of, you know, people. I am so passionate about connecting people back to their soul and into their magic, because it never left. It just is such a continuous fire that is in us.
Yes, it definitely is. And I like how you said, like really referencing how signs make you feel, because that feeling is, you know, your center point. It knows, right? It has that knowledge already. It knows what the meaning is. And I think a lot of people tend to rely on others to discern the message for them, as opposed, they kind of just bypass that knowing because they don't trust it.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. And I think people also, there's a couple things too, is like people also get way too buzzy about sometimes not everything's the sign. That's, I've learned that lesson. You know, sometimes things just are what they are and it's okay. Also, sometimes things are just like, you know what? You're living in the present moment. Good on you. Great. I'm not like, I look at, you know, my phone and it's like 11:11. I love it. I'm here for it, but I'm not like, that is a sign for me to like go. I don't know. It's just, I'm like, sweet. It is me in the present moment. And also, you know, so one of my main signs, it was actually the sign that spirit was showing me like so intensely when they were like, get out of your job, was a rainbow. And a rainbow for me is like you are on the right path and you are so guided. But for you, it made me something so different. It's about like, at least when I realized, oh, this is what they mean, and this is how you know it's a sign, is it got me in a moment where I felt so hopeless. I was having meltdowns every single day for like a month, and I didn't know what to do. I was so lost. And that rainbow, that's a whole story where like they told me to go to the beach. I walked to the beach. There was a massive rainbow on the beach. Like I usually stay inside during my morning routine. I meditate, I work out, I shower, but I was like, I need to go to the beach. And I saw this rainbow and it told me, we got you. You're good. And again, like those things can all mean something so differently to you. And I think like something you said that's so important is we rely again way too much on other people. And also, as you know, mediums and practitioners, we are of course here for you. Like we are, oh my gosh, I'm so excited and passionate about being here for you and being your support, but you shouldn't be like obsessively needing us. That's a problem. That's when the relationship gets too toxic. And I like, we are meant to empower you with the tools. That's also why we have a podcast. Like, we want to share our stories and our gifts because this magic shouldn't be gatekept. It's yours too. We are all a part of the same creator, the same magic.
Exactly. And I love that you said that because sometimes I get the impression that, when you have, knowledge that's being shared from spirit, some people like to kind of covet that knowledge and not necessarily, they don't realize that the purpose of you receiving that information is to disseminate knowledge to people so that they can become aware, right, for themselves, so they can help themselves grow. That's the whole purpose. But you do see it, some people who, don't necessarily want to share, and they create these kind of little secret schools or mystery schools, where you have to pay a lot of money to go in just to access that knowledge. But really, your purpose is to serve a higher purpose, to help the collective to learn. And like you
Yes.
said, like, help people with tools that are necessary to help them grow for the most part.
Yes, absolutely. And it's so perfect that you say that too, because something that I always remember is I love like for I love my birthday and I love birthdays in general because I not only get to feel the love, receive the love, but I get to share all the love that's inside of me with the people that I'm obsessed with. So that's kind of also the way that I think about, you know, this, you know, these beautiful messages and healing modalities and everything I have to share with spirit is, God, it feels so much better like sharing it with others. Like, and you also just feel better. Like, also,
Yes, you
that's the
do.
point of it too. Like, we are meant to serve, like, no matter what we are, a medium, a teacher, a mailman, like, we are each like beautiful conduits on this planet to serve in some way.
Exactly. It's like everybody has their niche and their part to play to contribute to the betterment of the whole,
Yes.
during this entire journey. So, well,
Yes.
Alexander, I've loved having you on. This has been a very fun talk. So, if people want to connect with you, how can they find you?
Yes. Okay. Well, first of all, thank you so much. And I've loved talking to you. And also, you just have such a great smile, too. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, I just like, I'm obsessed with your smile. Okay,
you.
so people can find me on Instagram and TikTok at the modern medium underscore. I have my podcast, Embody Your Soul, which you can find wherever you love to listen. And I have my website with all my beautiful services, themodernmedium.co, and they're actually being refreshed. So depending on when this comes out, they'll be like ready next week with my one-to-one services and my coaching services. And then I know in the future, I'm also building group coaching and one-day workshops, which I'm so excited about. So yes.
That's awesome. Alexandra, thank you so much for being on here today. And everybody, please check her out. And I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Thank you.
Thank you.